Has anyone read the world news today? President Bush was arrested this morning in Washington for DWD. The cops gave him a ticket for driving the country in the wrong direction. And in a popularity poll taken in the northern states, the president's popularity was down 37%. The good news in the southern state, the president was given a thumbs up. And his popularity was up 75%. And that was with all the rednecks, the alcoholics, and people who sniffed their own butt cracks. And what about those weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein was supposed to be hiding? Rumor has it, the only weapons of mass destruction that were ever found was a case of industrial strength Viagra at the presidential palace. The only Scud missile they ever found was the one in Saddam Hussein's pants. I'll tell you, we should forget about Iraq. With all the hardship America is facing here at home, with the hurricanes, unemployment, decaying roads, we should bring back the troops from Iraq and put America back to work. And when another politician wants to start another war, he should have to go first. Now, I personally am not into politics, but I personally think that politicians should have to have their colons cleansed once a year. Because they all talk a lot of shit. Can anybody tell me who stole the American dream? The American dream has become the American scheme. This shit is stranger than fiction. If the government really wants to make the war on terrorism believable, they should have hired Steven Spielberg. I know he was available. But if you're like me, you have questions. Does the government really expect the American people to believe that a man who is hiding in a cave without a roll of toilet paper to wipe his own ass is the mastermind of 9/11? Then the government, they put out a $25 million reward and they still can't find him. I put his ass on America's Most Wanted. They'll find his ass. And right after the 2004 presidential election, newly elected President George Bush invites John Kerry to his Crawford Ranch to go out hunting. The president and Mr. Kerry, they go hunting, and they bag the biggest deer that Crawford, Texas has ever seen. So they go back to the lodge, to the room, to celebrate. They start drinking, and Mr. Kerry, he starts getting tired, and he wants to go to sleep. So now the president says, "Mr. Kerry, I hope you don't mind, but there's only one king-size bed to sleep on. Would you mind sharing the bed?" So now Mr. Kerry says, "No, Mr. President, I don't mind at all." And he staggers into bed. About 4 hours later, you hear a loud scream. Mr. Kerry has been violated. And there's blood all over the bed. The president now rolls over from his side of the bed and says, "John, are you all right?" "All right? I've got blood all over me, and my ass is killing me." So the president says, "That's terrible. Are you going to tell anybody?" "Hell no," says Mr. Kerry. "What are you kidding?" So the president says, "Good. Do you want to go hunting again next year?"